Jet, description of autumn, the killing of the Brahmasura, and devouring of the devastating Parvata by Krishna and Balaram became a household topic in Vrindavan, and the cowherd's man used to describe the wonderful activities of Krishna and Balaram to their wives and general women, and thus they concluded that Krishna and Balaram must be some demigod who have kindly come in Vrindavan to become their children. Especially the elderly cowherds men and their wives, after hearing these wonderful activities of Krishna and Balaram, accepted them as demigods, being struck in wonder. This way, the rainy season ensued. In India, the rainy season, our after scorching heat of the summer season, is very welcome. The clouds accumulated in the sky, covering the sun and the moon, became too much pleasing to the people, because they were expecting rainfall at every moment. After summer season, the income of the rainy season is considered as life-giving source for everyone. The clouds in the sky with thundering sound and occasional lightning becomes too much pleasing to the people. This covering of the sky by the deep cloud mixed with thundering sound and lightning is compared to the living entities who are covered by the three modes of material nature, although originally every one of them is part and parcel of Brahma. The unlimited sky is accepted as a compulsion of the Supreme Brahma, and the teeny living entities are considered as the comparison of covered sky or Brahma covered by the three modes of material nature. Supreme Brahma or the unlimited sky can never be covered by cloud, but a portion of it can be covered by the cloud. Similarly, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that the living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, the part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only the living entities are only insignificant portion of the Supreme Law. In other words, only a portion of the living entities have covered by the modes of material nature who are residing within this material world. The Brahma Jyoti is just like the sunshine. As the sunshine is full of molecular shining particles, similarly, a Brahma Jyoti is also full of minute portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Out of that unlimited expansion of minute portion of the Supreme Lord, some of them are covered by the influence of material nature, others are free. The cloud is accumulated water derived from the land by the sunshine. Continually for 8 months, the sunshine evaporates all kinds of water on the surface of the globe, and the same water again accumulated in the shape of cloud, distributed as water when there is great need of it. This comparison is given to the royal order. The material activities, agriculture, trade, industry, and the government can easily exact taxes in the form of income tax, super tax, sales tax. So this comparison is just like the sunshine. You have placed water, and there is again a need of water on the surface of the globe. This very sunshine converting the water into the shape of cloud distributes water all over the globe. Similarly, the taxes collected by the government must be distributed to the people again in the shape of contribution in so many ways as educational work, public work, sanitary work, welfare work, and so many other ways. This example is very much appropriate to the government. A government should not simply exact tax for squandering it uselessly, but the tax collection should be utilized for the public welfare of the state. During a rainy season, there is a strong wind blasting all over the country and carrying the cloud from one place to another for distribution of water is a life-giving program to the needy living entities. So water is very urgently and badly needed after the summer season. This distribution of water by the cloud is considered just like a rich man types up needs distribute their money by exhausting the whole source of their treasury. As far as the cloud exhausts itself by distribution of water all over the surface of the globe, there is a comparison of Maharaj Dasara, the father of Lord Ramchandra. When he used to fight with his enemies, he used to uproot them just like necessary plants and trees are uprooted by the cultivator. Similarly, when there was need of giving charity, he used to distribute money exactly like the cloud distributes the rain. Distribution of rain by the cloud is so sumptuous that it is compared as distribution wealth by the greatest beneficent person. Distribution of water by the cloud is so sufficient that it falls rain even on the rocks and hills where practically there is no need of rain, or in the ocean and the seas where also there is no need of rain. Similarly, a charitable person, when he opens his treasury for distribution, does not discriminate where the charity is needed and where there is no need. He gives in charity and open-handed. That's where, before the rainfall, the whole surface of the globe becomes almost extinct of all kinds of energies and appears to be very lean and thin. But after the rainfall, the whole surface of the world becomes green in vegetation and appears to be very healthy and strong. This comparison is made with the person undergoing austerities for fulfillment of some material desires. The flourishing condition of the earth after the rainy season is compared with the fulfillment of material desires. Sometimes it is happening in a country who is subjugated by some undesirable government. They undergo severe penances and austerities to get control over the government. And when the people achieve the control of the government, they become very much flourished by receiving petty salaries from this kind of austerity, or gaining some temporary material profit, is exactly like the flourishing condition of the earth in the rainy season. Actually, one should undergo severe austerity and penance on achieving spiritual happiness. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is recommended that tapasya, or austerity, our parents should be accepted for realizing the Supreme Lord. Accepting austerity in the matter of devotional service, one regains his spiritual life. And as soon as one regains one's spiritual life, he enjoys spiritual bliss unlimitedly. But if somebody undertakes austerity and penances for some material gain, it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that such result is temporary and such achievement is desired by persons with less intelligence. So this rainy season is compared with achievement of some material gain and thus become apparently in very flourishing condition. During this rainy season, in the evening, there are many glowworms on the top of the trees, hither and thither, and they glitter just like so many lights. And but the luminaries in the sky, just like the stars and the moons, they are not visible. This comparison is given that in the heat of Kali, persons who are atheists, miscreants, they become very prominent in the eyes of the people, whereas persons who are actually following the basic principles for spiritual emancipation of life, they are practically covered by the influence of Kali Yuga. This age, Kali Yuga, is compared with the conquering season of the living entity. He said, real knowledge is covered by the influence of material advancement of civilization. Such as cheap mental speculators, atheists, manufacturers of so-called religious principles become prominent like the glowworm, whereas persons strictly following the basic principles or scriptural injunction, they become covered with the influence of this age. The idea is that people should learn to take advantage of the actual luminaries in the sky, namely the sun, moon, and the stars, instead of taking advantage of the so-called light fostered by the glowworms. Actually, the glowworm cannot give us any light in the darkness of the night. But the cloud in the rainy season sometimes become clear, and sometimes the luminaries in the sky are visible. Similarly, even in this Kali Yuga, there are sometimes advantages when a basic movement like God Chaitanya's distribution of chanting Hare Krishna mantra is sometimes hard. People exactly anxious to get real light should take advantage of this moment instead of looking further to the light of the mental speculators and atheist class of men. After the first batch of rainfall, when there is thunder and sound in the cloud, immediately all the frogs on the ground begin to try to crow as if the students are engaged in reading their studies. This comparison is given as the students, early in the morning, they do not rise generally out of their own accord, but when there is a bell, a sound in the temple or in the spiritual institution, by the order of the spiritual master, they immediately rise up, and after finishing their morning duties, immediately sit down to study Vedas or chanting the Vedic mantras. Otherwise, although in the darkness of Kali Yuga, everyone is sleeping, but if there is a great Acharya, by his calling only, everyone gets to the study of Vedas and get the actual knowledge. During the rainy season, many small ponds and lakes and rivulets, they become filled up with water. Otherwise, during the whole year, they remain dry. Similarly, a materialistic person whose life is almost dry, but sometimes when they are in so-called well-to-do position or having a home and children or little bank balance, they look very flourishing. Although immediately after some times they are subjected to become dry again, like the small rivulets, ponds and lakes in the dry season. There is a poet called Vidyapati. He has sung that in the society of friends, family, children, wife, there is certainly some pleasure, but that pleasure is compared with a drop of water in the desert. Materialistic life is just like desert. Everyone is hankering after happiness, just like in the desert, everyone is hankering after some water. Now, if in the desert there is a drop of water, the name water is there, of course, but the benefit out of that drop of water is very insignificant in the desert. Similarly, in our materialistic way of life, we are hankering after ocean of happiness. But in the form of society, friendship, and love, we are getting just like a drop of water. Therefore, our satisfaction is never achieved. As much as the small rivulet lakes and ponds are never filled up with water in the dry season. On account of rainfall all over the surface, there were new grasses and everything looked very green. And sometimes they being covered by a certain kind of insect of red color, the green and red combined together along with the fungus grown just like umbrella, the whole thing makes a nice scenery, exactly like a person who has become all of a sudden rich. His residence, his appearance, his dealing looks very nice. The agriculturist becomes very happy by seeing his field full of grains. But the capitalists, who are always unaware of the activities of the supernatural power, by seeing the agriculturist land full of grains, become happy. The idea is that the capitalist who makes trade on grains do not want sufficient production, being afraid of competitive price. In some places, the capitalist, the government, restricts the agriculturist to produce more food grains without knowing the fact that all food grains are supplied by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to the Vedic injunction, Bahunam Vidurati Kamana means that the Supreme Personality of Godhead maintains this creation. Therefore, whatever is required as the necessity of all living entities, he arranges for its supply. So when there is population, increase of population, it is a business of the Supreme Lord that he takes care how to feed them. But persons who are atheists or miscreant, they do not like too much production of food grains. Otherwise, their business may be hampered. During this season, all living entities, either on the land or in the sky or in the water, become very refreshing. Exactly like a person who is engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. We have practical experience to see that our students in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, who were in the beginning, before becoming the student, were dirty looking. Although naturally they are very beautiful, a personal feature still, on account of having no information of Krishna consciousness, they are looking very dirty and wretched. But since they have taken to Krishna consciousness, their health has improved. And by following the rules and regulations, their luster of body has increased. And when they are dressed with saffron collar, clothing with tilak on the forehead and beads in their hand and the neck, they look exactly like coming from Vaikuntha directly. The idea is that a person's beauty can be looking very much lustrous as soon as he takes to Krishna consciousness, transcendental loving service of the Lord. His beauty increases. During rainy season, when the rivers become expanded and joints of the world of the oceans and sea, it appears very much agitating the situation of the ocean. This example is comparable with a person who is engaged in yogic, mystic process, but not being very much advanced in spiritual life, sometimes becomes agitated by sex impulse. In the rainy season, the high mountains, although splashed by the torrents of rain always, it does not make any difference of their situation. Exactly like a person who is advanced in Krishna consciousness, if he is put into difficulties, he is not embarrassed. A person who is spiritually advanced, in any reverse condition of life, he accepts the situation as a mercy of the Lord. And because he does not care for any reverse condition of life, he is completely eligible to enter into the spiritual kingdom. In the rainy season, some of the roads not frequently being used becomes covered with long grasses, exactly like a Brahmin who is not accustomed to the study and informatory methods of Vedic Indians, and he almost becomes covered with long grasses of Maya. The condition of forgetfulness of his real constitutional position. The regretful position is that living is his eternal position of celibacy to the Supreme Personality of God. But on account of being deviated, the sequence overgrown of long grasses created by Maya, he forgets his real position and identifies himself with the overgrown my production, and thus he is covered by illusion without knowing his spiritual life.
Yeah.
the club. Actually, the moon is fixed, but on account of the movement of the cloud, it appears that the moon is also moving. This example is just like a person who has identified himself with the moving material world. His actual spiritual luster is covered by such illusion, and with the movement of material activities, he is supposed to be moving, spheres of life by false ego. This false ego is the injunction of spiritual existence and material existence. As much as the moving cloud is in the injunction of whole light and darkness. In the rainy season, when the clouds appear for the first time, the peacocks, after seeing the appearance of the clouds, begin to dance in jolliness. This example is applicable to persons who are very much harassed in the materialistic way of life. But if he finds the association of a person engaged in the loving and devotional service of the Lord, he becomes enlightened just like the peacock and dances. We have practical experience to see this incident that many of our students who were almost dry and morose previous to their coming to Krishna consciousness, but having come into contact with devotees, they are now dancing like the jubilant peacock. In the rainy season, there are varieties of plants and creepers grown by drinking the soaked water from the ground by their roots. This example is just like a person when he is in austerity and becomes dry.
Constantly falling down.
example, gave a happy girl to the non-authorized PPC propaganda in the Hijab Gully makes the boundary of the Bili Indian fans and Pika people gradually degrade to godlessness. Thus, in the rainy season, the clouds tossed by the silver water as if like a nectar. Similarly, when the civic followers, Brahmins, infuse this man like kings and take my entire community to give in charity the performance of great sacrifices, distribution of such wealth becomes exactly nectarous like the rainfall in the season. The whole section of human society, namely the Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas and Shudras, live very peacefully in a cooperative mode when they are guided by the expert Vedic Brahmins to perform sacrifices and distribute the wealth equally to the society, everyone becomes happy and peaceful. Thus, during the rainy season, when everything was so nice and the Vrindavan forest was full of ripened fruits like dates, blackberries, mangoes, Lord Balaram accompanied.
Sit down on a slab of stone
on the bank of Jamuna and call his friends, who are all competent to participate with the lunch served by Krishna and Balaram. While Krishna, Balaram and other friends were eating, they saw also that the cows were eating also with the cups and bowls, and they appeared to be little tired on account of heavy milk bag. And while sitting, they are eschewing bitten grass, and as they appeared very happy, Krishna was pleased to see them in that condition. Krishna was very much proud to see the beauty of the forest on account of rainy season, which is nothing but manifestation of his own energy. Thus he began to eulogize the nature's activity, so nice in the rainy season. Stated in the Bhagavad Gita that the material energy or nature is not independent to act. It is stated that under the superintendence of Krishna, nature is acting. The same thing is corroborated in the Brahma Samhita also, that the material nature known as Durga is acting as shadow of Krishna, or whatever indication is received from Krishna, the material nature was. Therefore, the natural beauty created by the rainy season was acted according to the indication of Krishna, and Krishna felt himself very much proud for the beautiful activities of material nature. This way, while Krishna and Balaram are enjoying the gifts of rainy season, gradually the autumn season began, when all the water reservoirs became very clean and very pleasing and refreshing air was blowing on account of appearance of autumn. Sky was completely cleared of all clouds, and all water down became trees in the natural color. Then there are blooming lotus flowers on the clear water in the forest. It appeared that a person who has fallen down from yoga practice has again become beautiful on account of that taking again to such practices. Otherwise, the sky and the water down and everything becomes naturally beautiful on account of appearance of the autumn season. Similarly, when a materialistic person seeks to Krishna consciousness, a spiritual advancement of life, he also becomes as clear like the sky and water in the autumn season. In fact, the autumn season took away the capacity of the clouds roaring in the sky, as well as the unclean state of the water. As in the sky, the unclean state of existence of clouds disappear. Similarly, on the ground, the unclean state, the serpents also became cleansed. These sins are compared exactly like a person who takes to Krishna consciousness and immediately becomes cleansed of all dirty things from within and without. Krishna is therefore known as Hari. Hari means who takes away. Anyone who takes to Krishna consciousness, immediately Krishna takes away his all unclean habits. In the autumn season, clouds in the sky becomes white. The whiteness is due for their not carrying water anymore. This example is very similar to the persons when a retired man, being free from all responsibility of family affairs, only maintaining the home, wife and children, and takes to Krishna consciousness completely, he also becomes freed from all anxieties and looks as white as the cloud in the autumn season. The autumn season, the falls coming down from the top of the hill and sometimes supplying clean water, and sometimes the fall stopped. This comparison can be given to great saintly persons who are sometimes engaged in distributing a clear knowledge, and sometimes they do not. They remain silent. The ground also, the small holes or little ponds which were filled with water on account of rainy season in the autumn, they gradually dry up. The small aquatics which are living in that small reservoir of water could not understand that their times were diminishing day by day, as much as too much materially engrossed persons cannot understand that the duration of life are being reduced day by day, and they are falsely engaged in the matter of maintaining house, property, children, wife, society and friendship. On account of reduced water and scorching heat from the sun in the autumn season, the small creatures living in a small reservoir of water were too much disturbed. Exactly like uncontrolled persons are always unhappy on account of being unable either to enjoy life or to maintain their family. The muddy condition of earth on account of rainy season gradually become dried up, and the fresh vegetables grown during the rainy season began to wither away gradually, dry up. This example can be given to a person who has taken to Krishna consciousness. His desire for family enjoyment becomes gradually dried up on account of appearance of the autumn season. The water of the ocean became calm and quiet, as much as if a person is developed in self-realization, such person is no more disturbed by the three modes of material nature and appears to be calm and quiet. During the autumn season, the cultivators save the water within the field by strongly building the walls so that the water contained within the field may not go out. In the autumn season, there is hardly any hope for new rainfalls. Therefore, whatever water is there within the field, the cultivator wants to save by protecting the field walls. This example can be utilized by persons who are actually advanced in self-realization process to protect their energy by controlling the senses. It is therefore advised that after the age of 50, one should retire from family life. One should reserve the energy of the body for utilizing in the advancement of Krishna consciousness. Unless one is able to control the senses and engage the his senses in the transcendental loving service of Mukunda, there is no possibility of salvation. During the autumn season, the sunshine during daytime becomes very scorching, but during night, due to the clear moonshine, people get relief from the fatigueness of the daytime. Clearly, if a person takes shelter of Mukunda, Krishna, he can be saved from the fatigueness of misunderstanding body as the self. Similarly, Mukunda or Krishna is also the source of solace to the damsels of Brajabhumi, Vrindavan. And the damsels of Brajabhumi are always suffering on account of separation from Krishna. Therefore, during the autumn season, when they meet Krishna during the moonlight night, their fatigueness of separation is also satiated. During the autumn season, the sky being cleared of all clouds, the stars at night becomes very clear and beautiful. Similarly, a person, when he is actually situated in Krishna consciousness, he becomes clear of all dirty things, exactly like the clouds in the sky. And at that time, he becomes as beautiful as the stars in the atomic sky on account of being situated in Krishna consciousness, which is the ultimate purpose of all Vedic knowledge. The Vedas, although there are instructions for executing knowledge and a mystic yoga system or karma in the form of offering sacrifices, but ultimately the purpose of Vedas is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that one has to accept Krishna consciousness after thoroughly understanding the purpose of the Vedas. Therefore, the clean heart exhibited by the devotee in Krishna consciousness can be compared with the clean sky of the autumn season and the stars looking very beautiful. During the autumn season, the moon looks very, very bright along with the stars in this clear sky, as much as Lord Krishna, who appears in the sky of Jodhu dynasty. So he is exactly like the moon, surrounded by the stars of the members of Jodhu dynasty. In other words, Krishna appearing in the Jodhu dynasty is as beautiful as the moon in the autumn sky with the stars. The autumn season, when there are ample blooming flowers in the garden, in the forest, the breeze blowing for them gives a great relief to the persons who had suffered during the summer and rainy season. Unfortunately, such a breeze could not give any relief to the gopis because they were completely taken away by their heart, dedicated to Krishna. In other words, general people might have taken pleasure in that nice breezing of air during autumn season, but the gopis, without being embraced by Krishna, they were not very much satisfied. On arrival of autumn season, all the cows, deers, birds, and women in general became pregnant, because in that season, generally, all the husbands become impelled by sex desire. All the women become pregnant. This is exactly like transcendentalists who, by the grace of the Supreme Lord become bestowed with benediction of their destination of life. Srila Rupa Goswami has instructed in his book Upadeshamrita that one should follow devotional service with great enthusiasm, patience, conviction, following the rules and regulations, keeping oneself clean from material contamination and in the association of devotees. By following the six principles, one is sure to achieve the desired result of devotional service. Keep therefore patiently follows the regulative principles of devotional service, time will come when one will get the desired result without doubt. As much as in the autumn season, all the female members of animal or human society becomes pregnant automatically by their respective husbands. During autumn season, in the lakes, the lotus flowers grow in large quantity on account of absence of lilies. Both the lilies and the lotus flowers grow, being subsidized by the sunshine. But during autumn season, the sunshine helps only lotus growing without any fructification of the lilies. This example is given in the case of a country where the king is strong or the government is strong. The rise of unwanted elements like thieves and robbers cannot prosper. And when the citizens become confident of not being attacked by such thieves and robbers, they grow very satisfactorily under the protection of such strong government. Example of strong government is the scorching sunshine in autumn season, and the lilies are compared to unwanted persons like thieves and robbers, and the lotus flowers are compared with the satisfied citizens of the government. The lilies cannot grow in scorching sunshine. Similarly, the thieves and robbers cannot prosper under strong government. And when such condition prevails in the state, the citizen becomes as happy as the lotus flower. During the autumn season, the fields of agricultural produce become filled with ripened grains. On account of this, people become happy and they observe various ceremonies as offering new grains to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Navanna. Navanna means new grains, first of all offering to the deities in various temples, writing friends and others to take sweet rice made of these new grains. Besides that, there are other religious ceremonies and methods of worship, as in Bengal, there is a performance of the greatest of all ceremonies like Durga Puja. Now, especially in Vrindavan, the autumn season becomes so beautiful in so many ways, and especially because there is presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna and Balaram. During the autumn seasons, persons like mercantile community, the royal order, or great sages of learning become free to move and thus achieve their desired benediction. Similarly, the transcendentalists who are conditioned by the engagement of this material body, when they are free from this body, they also achieve their desired goal. During rainy season, the mercantile community cannot move from one place to another. Therefore, they do not get their desired profit. Similarly, the royal order men cannot go from one place to another, and they cannot collect the taxes from the people. And great friendly persons who also travel for preaching their acquired transcendental knowledge are also restrained on account of rainy season. But during the autumn season, all of them get out of their confinement and achieve the desired respective result. Similarly, the transcendentalist may be a jnani, a yogi, or a devotee. On account of his material body, actually they do not enjoy their spiritual achievement. But as soon as they give up this body, or after death, the jnanins achieve their desired result, being immersed into the spiritual effulgence of the Supreme Lord. The yogis also, they can transfer themselves in the different higher planets, and the devotees, they also become transferred to the planet of the Supreme Lord, Goloka, Vrindavan, or Vaikunthas. And thus, they enjoy their eternal spiritual achievement. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Purport of Krishna, chapter 20, in the matter of description of the autumn season.